Irene wrecked 21 properties in downtown Prattsville. Brian Young is head of Young's General Store on Washington Street. The Prattsville Agway has been a fixture in town for over 54 years. 75% of the building had to be torn down after the flood. 90% of the family business's inventory was swept away.
We lost basically the use of our two homes for a year and had to rebuild those too. Not from the ground up, but had to gut them completely. Prattsville really is a testimony to the individual spirit here in the U.S. of, you know, we've been let down by the insurance companies and a few other larger organizations, but the fact is everybody did still stick together and have an individual responsibility to make things better too, and that's a neat thing to still see in the 21st century.
Stephen James Criazzo is a filmmaker from New Jersey. His family lives in Prattsville, and he shoots his movies there. He plans to resume filming in town.
We have two projects that are cast, that are, you know, location scouted for Prattsville. I would be bringing in cast and crews and using a lot of people for crew and cast that live in the entire Prattsville region. The more things that are going on in Prattsville, the more publicity, the more light that could be shined there, it's just better all the way around.
Brian Young is happy that the municipality is coming back, but worries about some growing pains in the form of higher taxes looming as the town moves forward.
We're now going to be taxed at 100% of the assessment rate, and that's going up quite a bit. So that is that's an issue. That really is. It's something that we've talked about, both being homeowners there and also with my parents' business being there.
When Kim Kammer took over as town assessor, she faced the daunting task of reappraisal because all previous property records had been washed away. She spent months working out of a trailer with no photos, records, sketches, or much else to go by. Kammer went about visiting properties and putting together information regarding real estate sales in recent years so she could arrive at a fair determination of market values.
Since then, so we did hire a contractor to come in and do complete reval to start to collect all of that data that was missing and to start to rebuild the files. And because we had it wasn't a huge decrease on Main Street, but everyone on Main Street that had been flooded was, their assessment was getting looked at. And I felt that if we were going to look at that many assessments, we should really look at the whole town, to be fair, and do it all at one time.
Kammer points out that historically, one third of the people's taxes may go up, one third decrease, and one third stay the same. She says impact notices detailing new assessments and explaining the town budgeting process have been sent out to property owners, who will be able to request face-to-face meetings with contractors and appraisers to question their assessments.
They'll listen, you know, because, you know, people do make mistakes, and people will have a chance to come in and state their case. They get about 15 minutes apiece, and then the contractor will then give me his recommendations based on those meetings, and then it's up to me to make the decision whether to change someone.
Meetings are to be held March 4th through 6th at the Prattsville Firehouse. The assessors are expected to come up with a final determination and release their findings by May 1st. A grievance day will be held on the fourth Friday in May, where formal appeals can be made to the local Board of Assessment Review. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.